Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you made it. And if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And Karen Kerrigan is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's here to start her 11th year as a member of our Brain Trust. And I'm sure that's on her resume somewhere, on her curriculum vitae, where she's identified herself as now having made a milestone with the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. She is most prominently known, though, as one of the great champions of small business as the president and CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She's one of my good friends on the planet Earth and one of my heroes. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be here, Jim. Merry Christmas to you, and I'm trying to, you know, get Congress, you know, into that holiday spirit and do things that would be helpful to small business.
Why are they still in town?
Oh gosh. Okay, where do I start?
Aren't they like the nightmare house guest that won't leave?
It's true. It's true. And the bad thing is there's a lot of things that need to happen before the end of the year that are not getting done, and they're focusing on this big spending package, and they're going to roll it into one big omnibus bill. But we need to do something on AMT. We need to do something on the R&D tax credit that expires on December 31st.
Yep.
So this thing.
Are they still? Have they funded the troops yet?
No.
Yeah,
I mean
that's a big one right there.
It is, and of course they have put together this big omnibus spending package, which includes all the spending bills. They're going to send it to the president, and apparently, you know, the president has sort of picked through this big package and said, "Look at this is." It's not funding the troops, you know, in Iraq, and so there's a lot. There's still
are they still holding out for failure in Iraq? I mean, do they not believe the ball game that they're watching in front of them? That the good guys are winning. They don't believe that, and they're still holding out for.
Are they not
aware, Karen, at this point, that with things going in the right direction, that they're reticence to fund this, what's happening over there is actually contributing to the enemy?
I know. Well,
that's the way I see it. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do think, they're very, when it comes to Iraq and the war on terror, very myopic and very beholden to, the left wing interest group.
And when we say they, yes, we're not talking about all Democrats either.
No. I mean, you're talking about the Democratic leadership.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, it's still the same game, and our worst fears have come to be in terms of having this big omnibus spending package, and Congress actually not doing anything on the tax extenders. Or fixing the AMT, and that's a whole other show, Jim, in terms of, you know, mm-hmm. what a mess the filing season is going to be,
yep.
because Congress has not addressed the alternative minimum tax in terms of, you know, fixing it a patch for another year for 20 million taxpayers, because, you know, the House and the Democrats, Charlie Rangel and the Democratic leadership in the House are, you know, they're very much fixated on having this AMT relief paid for with a tax increase,
mm-hmm.
while on the Senate side, they're a little bit more reasonable and say, look, we were never supposed to tax these people anyway.
That's right.
So why are we having to offset this? So you do have a showdown between intra-party fighting between the Democrats in the House and the Senate. So that's another big issue that we're trying to contend with as well. So, you know, leading up to Christmas, it's not very cheerful up on Capitol Hill, but we keep pushing away.
Well, here's my question, Karen, At what point is there actually is no one to say to Congress, hey, guys, you're not doing your job if you're in jeopardy of not getting paid. How do you like that?
Right. Well,
there's nobody can say that, is there?
The voters can. The only people that can do it is the voters. And, you know.
But we don't get to do that for another year.
We don't get to do that for another year. But I got to tell you, you know, if the tax filing season is a mess, which it very well could be when people try to start filing their taxes in January, but, you know, the systems are all not a go at the IRS because Congress hasn't decided what it's going to do on the AMT. People are going to remember that. People will remember that.
Right.
Hold on
to that
yep.
thought, Karen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. And there he is, Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. That's a song you don't hear very much. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. Take us out. Stay with us.
Like herds of locusts, every woman, child, and man.
Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Lucky at love, well, maybe so. There's still a lot of things you'll never know.
Pretty sure that's in the Innocent Age album. He had a lot of albums, folks. But the Innocent Age album, if you don't have any Dan Fogelberg music, buy that one. It's a double album. It's got about 20-something songs in it. It will knock your socks off. The best music he ever heard, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. We're celebrating his life as part of our program today, and hope you don't mind. And if you do mind, I don't care, because this is what I want to do. Karen Kerrigan is our friend. She's our good friend and president and CEO of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And we're talking about what's going on inside the Beltway, which is something we can, you know, Karen, God bless you for doing this for us. Folks, if you and I had to pay attention to all this stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C. every day, we'd probably just jump off the bridge. Karen, God bless you for doing this for us. You know, folks, this is whatever, you know, you really ought to go to sbecouncil.org. And find out about this group and write them a little check and become a member of their organization. And because, Karen, God bless you for what you're doing. I really admire you, as I always have, for the steadfast way that you support small business issues and how you stay involved in what's going on in Congress and on Capitol Hill.
Well, you know, sometimes it's surreal.
Yeah.
You know, because you tell people, you know, explaining them what you do, and you talk to them about what Congress is doing, and they'll scratch their heads and they say, you know, they can't believe it, you know, but it's true, you know, in terms of, you know, elected officials, in my opinion, focusing on things that are not meaningful to small business owners or all voters in our economy, and have decided to, you know, do things that are irrelevant or very politically motivated, and in my opinion are just a waste of their time and a waste of taxpayers' time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're in that mode right now, and I think in terms of what the public thinks of Congress, reflects that general disgust of the whole political process, and that's,
well, you know,
that's a shame.
You were talking about how surreal it is. Do you remember the comic book Bizarro World?
No.
There was a book out. There was a comic book back when I was a kid. It was kind of part of the Superman series. And it was called Bizarro World. And whenever you were in Bizarro World, everything there was opposite of the way you logically would think of it.
Ah.
In other words,
yeah.
the vacuum cleaner didn't pull up garbage, it spit out garbage. You know, things like that. You know, you didn't turn the lights on, you turned the lights off. You know, it was Bizarro World. Everything was opposite.
That's
and
right.
And they called it Bizarro World. And when I think of Congress, I often think about Bizarro World comic books.
Yeah, well, welcome to Bizarro World.
Exactly.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do for a living? Well, I work in Bizarro World.
Exactly. You do. You do, even though you probably didn't know it all these years. And, of course, you know, leave it to me to be able to explain that to you. Karen, there's something, though, that's a little bit of a hope. I'm hoping is a little bit of a shining light, a little bit of a beacon of hope that's coming mm-hmm. out of Congress called the Healthcare Choice Act.
Right.
Which is being introduced by, in fact, I think it's being introduced this week by Congressman John Shattuck, a Republican of Arizona. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, actually, he introduced it last week, Jim. And, you know, this is a great approach to health care reform that we think makes sense in our modern economy in the 21st century. And that is essentially allowing people to purchase their health coverage or a health insurance plan on a nationwide basis. That means they can shop anywhere in the country for a health insurance plan. Right now, people are pretty much locked into the market in the state in which they live.
They're
they can't
subject
buy health
to
care.
Their insurance commissioner's
that's right.
Dictates and whatever the legislature has made him do or her.
Yeah, and that's crazy because people can shop for just about anything else on a nationwide basis, like even insurance, life insurance, and you know a whole range of different types
right.
of products, cars, tables, chairs, you know, you name it, and insurance. And why should consumers be locked into the state for their health coverage? And of course, in some states, because of mandates and all different types of regulations, or you know, if there's only one or two insurers in that state, you know, business owners and self-employed people and individuals really have no choice in the type of plans, and they're often stuck with unaffordable plans. Well, this way, you know, people can choose a type of plan that best fits their financial needs and one which fits their personal needs. So we think this really makes a lot of sense, and this is, I believe, the second Congress in a row that Congressman Shattuck has offered this.
Is this different from the small business health plans?
Well,
the senator from Montana or Wyoming. What was his name?
Association health plans, you know, would allow you know small business owners to, you know, basically they have to join a group or a pool in order to, you know,
like a chamber of commerce or something,
right? To basically take advantage of the plans
right.
that they offer. But this really drills that power down to the individual.
This is not part of a cooperative or an association. This is individuals being able to buy across state lines.
Exactly. And that's
Congressman
the beauty of
John Shattuck of Arizona, folks. When we come back after these messages, we're going to talk some more about this with Karen Kerrigan. She's going to tell us what you and I can do to make this happen. Here's Dan Fogelberg. Take us out. This is the opening to Run for the Roses.
Born in the valley.
From the Innocent Age album by Dan Fogelberg.
Raised in the trees of western Kentucky on wobbling knees.
And that's Dan Fogelberg on piano, too, by the way, folks. Incredible musician, as well as singer and songwriter, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. Karen Kerrigan is with us, and we're celebrating her work, too, folks, because she does such a wonderful job, she and her organization. Karen, tell us about sbecouncil.org.
Oh, sure. I mean, I would encourage people to visit our website. It's basically is a place where folks can go and get updated on everything and anything that's impacting small business moving through the Congress, the legislative agencies. There's lots of good resources on there for small business owners. Check it out. Sign up for our e-news. Join our organization. Become a part of what we're doing. We need more people to help make a difference for the small business and entrepreneurial sector.
Absolutely. Now, we're talking about, and folks, as you've heard me say before, and I've been saying this now, I'm very happy to say, I've been telling folks about Karen and her organization since 1997. And so I'm going to keep doing that as long as I draw breath and as long as they're still around. Karen, we're talking about this Healthcare Choice Act, which, you know, if in some people in some states, you know, this is not as big a deal, but if you live in New York or Massachusetts, where you've got all these mandates imposed on you, that, you know, I'm at my age, I'm way beyond the having babies age, Karen.
Yeah.
If I lived in New York, I'd still have to pay for in vitro fertilization.
Or balding coverage.
Yeah, which I've got, and thank God that's not one of my problems. I got other challenges, but thank God that's not one of my problems. But yeah, I would have to pay for that, even though I got hair.
You would in New York, absolutely.
Yeah,
you would.
And so people in those states, those people would really benefit from something like this.
They would, and they would, and you know what, and also in California right now, where they're trying to shove, a mandated payroll tax down small businesses' throat. The governor and the legislator just struck a deal last night that will probably go to the voters in November. You know, why not let people just shop on a nationwide basis? Then they can buy insurance that they can afford, as opposed to imposing more costs and more mandates and more government on them. It's absolutely crazy, absolutely mm-hmm. crazy. So we're going to fight for this, and also talk about this whole concept as an alternative to socialized medicine, as an alternative to government-run health care, you know, as an alternative to making small businesses do something. Well, why not give them a choice in where they can shop for coverage? Then they actually can maybe find something that they can afford.
Right.
And and this will be a year to really contrast those two approaches, being a presidential election year and also in terms of what some of the states are doing, too, particularly California right now.
Well, there, believe it or not, there are a lot of people in Congress who don't like businesses, and that means that they actually don't like small businesses. Folks, I know this is hard for you to believe, but there actually are people up there in Congress who have they don't just disregard you, they have a disdain for you. And so do you think it's helpful that this bill does not say anything about small business?
Well, I don't know, because I think, you know, we'll just talk about sort of the whole, you know, allowing individuals, self-employed people to buy coverage. I mean, giving power to individuals.
Right.
And I don't know if it helps it or not.
But what do you think the chances are of getting this through?
Huh?
What do you think the chances are of getting this through?
It won't happen this year, but what we're building is for other years, like we did
this year, meaning 08 or 07?
08.
Okay.
And, you know, but a lot is not going to happen this president. I mean, a lot didn't happen last year, Jim.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot less is going to happen during the election year.
Yeah.
So here we are now just basically fighting for our ground in order to make something happen in the next Congress, or to essentially help build momentum for something in the next Congress. But this is how you do it, Jim. This is unfortunately how you do it. Look, it took us 8 to 10 years to get health savings accounts fully implemented into law, mm-hmm. and it takes time to do that. But unfortunately, some things do take that much time.
Well, you know, and I think it's important to say, folks, that nothing that we're asking for with the Small Business Health Plans or Health Care Choice Act, none of that is anything more than major corporations and trade unions have.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely.
They already have this. All we want is the same thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
Karen, I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. But look, would you please accept my heartfelt Merry Christmas?
And Merry Christmas to you. And be cheerful, Jim.
I'm going to. I'm Mr. Cheerful.
Go out there and buy lots of presents. Support small businesses.
And get worked up into a frenzy, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Karen. I'll see you next time. God bless you.
Take care.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.